Hello.
Hey, I'm speaking with Gina.
Yes, that's me. Hi.
Hi, this is Patrick here. I'm calling you from Panya Book Writers. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry. First of all, I was not able to give you a call yesterday. Actually, there was some reason. My uncle passed away, and for that, I just have to rush back to home. So I was not able to give you a
Man, I'm
call.
so sorry.
No
Yeah,
worries.
your colleague caught me yesterday. That's hardcore. I'm really sorry. Are you okay? I mean,
Yep, just okay.
okay.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
so I'm sorry. I even though I have conveyed one message to my teammate, and most probably he has called you yesterday, maybe Josh.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes. So
No
anyway,
problem.
yes, I'm really sorry that happened. Are you okay to
No.
do the meeting today?
Yep, for sure, for sure. Tell me how's everything doing. First of all, welcome on board and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too.
That's
Yeah.
good. I have gone through with your emails, and I have gone through with the book career. I really like the book career. Even the book I have gone, you know what, the book, I have seen some of the chapters. I have read your introduction and everything. You have targeted women around all of the world, and it's pretty much amazing. I'm looking forward to work on this project.
Oh, say that again, the last one. I think you just said right with the women all around the world.
Yep, I'm saying that you have targeted women of
Yes.
all around the world, and I have seen like women from different world. So I have
Yeah.
gone through, yeah, so it's much interesting because obviously you are targeting the women, giving target to them, and I'm just looking forward to work on this project. So I just want to know
Yeah,
more
me too.
about this. Yeah. So tell me, how was like your experience by writing this book, and how did you get an idea to target, why you only targeted women, and why you just only targeted the women from all over the world. So yeah, over to
Yes, I would love to. And let me check in before we kick off. Is there anybody else on the call? Because when we emailed back and forth, we said
you.
let's have some other people on the call.
Yep, actually there was one more, my teammate who is a marketing person, his name is Cardas. I have to check if he's going to be available at the moment, because yesterday he was giving me his confirmation, but I have to go back. I went to home, so due to this, I have to get, if you just don't mind, can I just check? Let me.
Yeah, let's do that
Yeah,
because I would
okay.
love it if people that are going to work on this project could be on the call so, I can get them
Exactly.
inspired to
You know
work on
what?
it.
I'm looking forward to have a proper Zoom call with you, in which I can include all my teammates, because you know what, the team, we have a production team who work on another shift, so this might be quite difficult for them. But I will try to make a proper Zoom call in which you will be describing everything to all the teammates. Because you know what, once we have a proper Zoom call, so that it will be easy for you and even for my team who is going to work on this project, so that everyone is
Yeah.
going to be aligned.
Yes, I would love that. I would totally love like a kickoff call like that on Zoom. And
Yep.
I think Zoom would be helpful because then we could also screen share kind of the goals that I agreed on with Ryan. It's kind of easier if people can read it
Exactly.
and hear it. Yes. Yes, I would
Exactly.
love to do that.
Just give me a moment. Let
But
me check if my marketing person is available. Let me check to if he's available at the moment, or so that we can take him on a call, or if he's not, so I'm gonna have words with you, and then later on we will have a proper Zoom call. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Thank you, single call.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for listening and call. I'm so sorry, I was trying to call calling him, but I think he's not picking my call. Maybe he's in a meeting or somewhere. But I have dropped him a message if he will be free so he can join us. He will let me know, and I will take him on a call. So
you know, otherwise we can also
we
can also just plan for that actual team Zoom kickoff, and he can be there too, and then, you know, he'll hear everything.
You know what, for the Zoom call, I have to include my two other teammates who is going to be working on this project. So for that, I most probably by Monday or by Tuesday, we're going to have a proper Zoom call in which we will have all together, and then you will be hosting the meeting, and then you will be discussing everything. So most probably, I will confirm you by Monday that if my team is going to be available on Tuesday morning, so we can have words with you.
Okay.
So that,
okay.
By the way, I have seen the book, and I have also received an email with regards to the YouTube thing. Can you just let me know, because it's quite confusing for me, the YouTube channel link, did you share that with me?
Yes, I did, because I realized that otherwise what I would be sharing is, you know, basically the password to my G Suite overall, which means anybody could log into my email and read all the emails. But there's a way to share, just, you know, basically give you access to just the YouTube channel. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you about, if that's okay, if I give you manager access, which should mean, or, you know, anybody in the team who's going to work on it, I can give everyone manager access. That means they can do everything. It would be specific for YouTube.
Yep. You know what? I didn't accept the invitation because I have to confirm before I accept the invitation. So, yeah, now you have confirm to me, so I'm going to accept the invitation, and I will let you know if I have to add a few more person so that you're going to add them to you. Okay?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And yes, so to your question on why I wrote the book,
something about you. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Tell me something about yourself.
No.
Are you from where are you? Are you from US or you're from somewhere else?
I grew up in Germany, so that's my accent is German.
Exactly.
And when I was 20, I moved away, and then I lived in Estonia for 10 years. And actually, so do I remember, did you say, am I making this up? Did you say that you were from Turkey?
I have mentioned on my email. Actually, you know what? I have gone through with the picture that you have shared. I have searching that if there's any woman from the Turkey. So I was just going through with the picture.
I did not have anybody. But you know what? Actually, my neighbors in Estonia were from Turkey, straight from Turkey. They had just moved there 3 months ago, and I had Turkish food at their place. I also grew up in Germany, actually having Turkish food every Sunday after church. That's a big thing.
Did you like the Turkish food?
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love they're called, like, I don't know in English what you call it, kind of like börek, like cigarette börek, and it's really feta cheese rolled in the filo dough.
And have you tried the famous tea of Turkey?
Oh, of course. Yes, I love that.
That's nice. You know what? I just recently went to Turkey. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just getting so personal with you, but I have to share this with you.
Yeah.
Let me just share my experience with you. I'm from Turkey. I completed my master's and bachelor's from New York University. My sister lives in Chicago, so then I started working with London. Yeah, my sister lives over there. So you know what? It's been like 4 years that I didn't meet my dad. And my dad he lives in Turkey. And before, when my mom separated, so, it's been like 8 years that my mom left us. And I came over here for my education with my sister, and then she lives in Chicago. I moved to New York, and then I have been working here to complete my education. But you know, it's been 4 years that I didn't meet my dad, so we plan to give him a surprise. So I planned sister. Yeah, I planned with my sister, and you know what? It went amazing. You know what? I don't have words to describe the feeling. If you were with me before in the last days of the December, so you can check my excitement and everything. Because you know what? I was that kind of person who was just looking forward to end my work and just rush away to the airport and take my flight and go over there. Because you know what? It's been 4 years, and
Oh my
Dude,
God.
what do we have planned like this? I planned with my sister that we are not going to share this thing with my dad that I'm going to visit him.
Yeah.
So,
Oh.
yeah, exactly. So he was totally surprised and he was like that, oh, I mean, like, he don't have words to say
Wow.
something. Yeah, so it went great.
Yeah.
I mean, like, after 4 years, you know, when, like, family is everything, what I believe in my life, like, if you have to feel good, if you have to, like, I mean, like, you know what, working day and night, working in this late hours of the shifts and everything, so sometimes you need kind of a peace and everything. So what I believe, family is the only thing in which you can sit, laugh, and share your moment. So I had a great time. I spent around 12 days in Turkey, in Istanbul, 6 days, and then I went to Cappadocia. So it was a great time over there.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is the most exciting thing ever, to plan that kind of surprise, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, what a feeling to be on the plane and feel that anticipation and excitement. That is so cool.
So when did you last visit to Germany?
It was actually a little over a year ago. So I'm also missing it, especially during Christmas. I was missing the Christmas markets and, you know, typical food, of course, that you have.
My friend recently, she is in Germany, so I was going to with her Snapchat stories. I have seen over there, like, the way they celebrate the Christmas with all the lightings and the street, or, like, everyone on the street, so fireworks and everything. So it's amazing.
Yes, I mean, all these places are so fun. I have personally not been to Turkey yet, but I just loved, you know, it's actually so interesting to both know people that, so Germany actually has several Turkish, like, families, but they really moved there in the 60s. So the kids grow up, they speak Turkish, you know, but they grew up in Germany. So they're kind of like, they have both these cultures. So when I moved to Estonia, that was my first time that I met people that actually grew up in Turkey, and they had just moved as adults, like in their 30s. They had moved to Scandinavia. And it was so interesting to hear just like how they see the world. It's just very fascinating.
Exactly. So did you ever visit any other country apart from Germany? Have you ever visited any other country?
I've traveled a lot. I mean, I've been to India, I've been to Africa, I've definitely done lots of traveling.
You have been to India?
Yes.
How was your experience over there? I have some friends. I have some friends over here who celebrate. I don't know what the festival they celebrate. I think it's the color.
Diwali? Diwali? That's the one of lights. No. Oh, okay, the one of color.
Something different. The colors, with playing with the colors and everything. This is kind of holy or holy something.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's awesome. I just love the chai tea they do. I loved it. I'm literally right now, I made myself that masala chai tea because I learned how to make it there. That was my favorite thing. The tea that makes
it
delicious.
Did you love the food of the India?
I also love it. That's my favorite food. I mean, Indian food is actually my favorite food. It's hard to learn how to make it, in my opinion. It's a complicated food to make. It takes a lot of time. Unlike
what
Italian,
food did you try with there?
Oh, my favorite. I mean, do you know samosas? It's like something wrapped in phyllo dough and then deep fried.
Filling with the potato? Something?
Yes, with potato. Yes.
Okay, that's nice. And which cities you have been? I mean, I just only know the two cities most famous. It's Bombay and the other one is, I think, Calcutta.
Yes, I've been to Bombay, Mumbai, however they call it. That's where I went, and what an experience.
Bollywood movies and everything.
Yes.
That's nice. So have you ever visited to any other Asian country, like Sri Lanka or any Bangladesh?
Not yet. India has been my only one, but this year I'm going to Bali because my sister's getting married there.
Bali is an amazing place. I'm looking forward to have my honeymoon over there.
Oh, yes, I think that's a good place for that. That's what I've heard.
My fiance is like, she always forced me to, we have to go on a honeymoon at Bali. I was like, yeah, for sure. If I will get good
it's
money,
happening.
If I will earn good money, then for sure I will go.
That sounds like... A good plan. So right now, are you in the time zone, European time zone? I mean, Turkey time zone right now?
No. I'm not in Turkey that time zone. I'm following the, we're in the New York, so it's 1:18 p.m. right here.
Okay. Okay, because I was just saying that we can take that into account when we set meetings.
We can't set EST time zone, so I will let you know whenever, before we're going to schedule a meeting or something, so I will let you know. So moving towards your project, so I have a few questions with you, for you, like before I have gone through with some of the things with regards to the contract and everything. How this idea come in your mind that you just only need to target the women around the world, and why are you looking forward to give them credits and everything? I can see that you have targeted women from California, Brazil, Ireland, from Pakistan. Okay, this girl, I think her name is
Sanya.
Oh, that's nice. Is she a friend?
Yes, she's exactly. She's a friend of mine. You know how I came up with the idea?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you go. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You finish your sentence.
No problem. So tell me something about that. How did the idea come in your mind? And yeah, share something, story behind this.
Because, you know, the idea kind of came to me because a friend said to me, if you ever were to write a book, it would have to be about courage. Because she's watched me, you know, since I was 20, now I'm 35, that I've always, since I was 20, tried to not just, you know, do whatever my brain by default tells me to do, which is usually kind of a worry place, but instead that I think about, okay, what would be the brave thing to do, and I kind of make an effort, and I found those friends that also live, that are brave, you know, that make brave decisions, and I've surrounded myself with them, and I think that more than anything has helped me also get inspired for how I could be brave, and all those brave decisions have, you know, led me to a life that I now love. And so I was thinking, what if I share some of these stories with people? And also, yeah, so in 2 years ago, I did that brave thing that I quit my job and I decided to go on a world trip. And the whole point of the world trip was to meet inspiring people and hear about what courage has looked like in their life. And then I just felt so inspired doing that, that I thought, I'm going to put these in like a journal, like a 30-day journal. I put these stories in there with journaling prompts. That's how that idea came to be.
Great. Sounds amazing. So you have met these people in real? I mean, the picture that... Oh, so where did you guys meet?
Well, so half of the women in the book are women that I actually met on that world trip that I went on. And the other half of the women are women I know because I worked with them and I built this international company with them. And we had 89 nationalities in the team. So very international.
Okay.
So that... The other half are really women that I've worked with and built a company with from all over the world, you know. Yeah.
That's pretty much right. That's amazing. So I can see your book. And even though you have shared some of the other references with me with regards to the book, I think you have shared one picture with me. If you can just check your email. Inspiring Brands and Competitors, you have shared one image with me. So what is all about the picture that you have shared with me? Is it your competitors in the market?
Oh, that picture. Well, yeah, I did when I started out. I tried my best to do some research, and I searched for things like courage book, courage journal, like those things. And and I put together the results that felt like the closest to what I'm doing. However, they're really not the same. There's no book that I've found that has like 30 real life stories from real women, you know, like it's usually either like a journal where you just have like some theory, or maybe the one person who published it tells a little bit about her journey. Do you know what I mean? But it's, yeah. So I personally haven't found anything like that. I've put a few books there that have some of that spirit. For example, the Rebel Girl book, you might have heard of it. That was an amazing phenomena with marketing done so well. It's a book with good night stories for little girls, and the big twist is that it's not a fairy tale like, oh, this princess waited for her prince and then the prince came, you know, but instead it's real stories, but from women throughout history, like from Egypt 3,000 years ago, or like, you know, like historic women and their real stories of how they were awesome, like no print saving them. That book just became huge because they marketed it so brilliantly to parents about
I totally understand. You know what, marketing, I mean, but personally I believe it's working in a publication hand. What I can see, sales cannot be generated without having a good market. For example, as we cannot even clap with our one hand, similarly we cannot produce sales if you don't have a good marketing tactic. So that's the reason that we pursue to a client. I mean, Ryan is one of the best marketing person. He is experienced. He has much experience in this field. I mean, like, I'd probably say that you already had words with him. He has explained everything with you. So I have seen you have set some milestone. Can we discuss the milestone? You have discussed, I think you have shared 4 milestones. So even I had words with Ryan. He have mentioned everything over there, but he also told me to have that you want to speak with regards to the milestone. So if you can more clear with the milestone, so that you can the milestone one that is complete within 7 weeks. You have mentioned some of the bullet point over there. So, you can share why did you mention the milestone and everything? So, what do you have in your mind?
Yes, I mean, in general, with milestones, I think that's so helpful to make the goals a little bit more specific, because what was in the agreement before is just a long list of things that could be done, which all sound awesome. But yeah, I really love talking to Ryan and making it a bit more concrete, like have a better understanding. Sorry, I have a cough.
No problem.
I'm okay if I drink something.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so yeah, you were saying something. You know what, before we move forward with this, let me just explain you that what exactly the person and what we are going to move forward with this. I personally love the way that you have filled out all the form in a very nice way, so it's even quite easy for my team. So let me just explain how we're going to work with it. So once we have, we already have the manuscript from your side, we have the book cover, we have the link, and we already have the social media form and the marketing form. So what we have to do, obviously, we have to ensure this form and all the manuscript with my marketing expert, who will first thoroughly review your book. They will take time around 3 to 4 days to, obviously your book has multiple pages, so they will go through with your book, they will check everything, and then they will come up, they will design the proper strategy for this, they will create a marketing plan, in which first their first agenda is to create a marketing content calendar. Let me just explain you that what exactly the marketing content calendar is. Basically, they will prepare a marketing calendar in a PDF file, and then they're going to share with you. And in which content calendar, they will share the dates and timeline that on which day, which posts are going to be shared on the social media site. For example, you have your Facebook account, you have your Instagram account, you have your other account. So on the particular days, they're going to decide that these posts, blogs, and other things are going to be posted on your social media site as per your approval. For example, two blogs are going to be posting on the social media Facebook page. Oh, by the way, do you have your Facebook account and Instagram account of this? Or you want to
I have an
a new
Instagram
one?
Account that's working well. Instagram account for that. With Facebook, I've had huge issues.
So I think for the Facebook, we will create a new account for you. Sounds good?
Yeah. That would be amazing. I've had so much trouble. Oh, my gosh. I never knew it would be so hard. I'm getting shut down by them all the time. I don't even understand why. I'm not doing anything bad. I don't know what's happening. But, we can go into details.
Let me just write in my notes. No problem. I'm going to write in my notes that we will we have to create a Facebook account for Gina. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, sorry
by the way, you even speak English way better than a person who would have a different language. I mean, you said that you're German. You used to speak Dutch more better, or you just learn English in a good way?
You know, I think it really helped that I worked in this international company that I built for 8 years, and the language was English, and I worked with all these internationals. I think that's what did it, because it's
You know what? The first impression when I when we started having conversations, so I just had a thought that maybe you sound like a pretty much different accent. That's because that you already clear that you're from German, but no worries. But yeah, so no problem. I'm just getting personalized with you.
I can totally do a very German accent, and it goes like, they would say like, this is a great pleasure to meet you. they do the TH. I can do that too. But anyway, sorry, not to distract. I mean, no, I want to say I let you finish first, and then I want to ask some questions about it.
So,
go ahead.
So what I'm explaining you before, what we do, we will create your Facebook account. Tell me, any other account in which you are going to face any problem rather than Facebook? For example, are you just using the Instagram account or Twitter or LinkedIn, any other account or Pinterest?
Yeah, Instagram account has worked well. Pinterest, I have a Pinterest account that's worked well. I do not have Twitter yet. Oh, I have LinkedIn. I've posted stuff on LinkedIn that has worked well.
Okay,
I do not have Twitter,
we will create Twitter account too. Okay.
Okay. So that would be great. So the one thing I am getting lots of feedback about that I don't have is TikTok, and I'm getting lots of feedback that some of my target audience might be there, and that it's a great way to market. I don't have TikTok yet. I saw it wasn't mentioned anywhere in your document, but it's something I'm really thinking about.
Okay, TikTok account. Okay, we can do this, but you know what? If it sounds professional, so these are the professional account artists like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter are more professional rather than Twitter. But you know what? Nowadays, Twitter is getting boom. The TikTok is getting boom nowadays. Obviously, the million of followers over there and everything. So I'm going to ask my marketing team if they're going to help you and if they can, I mean, share their opinion if it's possible to create a TikTok account. So that you know what? What we have to do for the TikTok account? We have to create a proper reel, a 60-second reel or 30-second reel in which we have to create a background music for this and a short video for this so that we can upload over there. And this is how you will engage the audience on your TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't love TikTok, but I just read a deep article about it. It's not at all anymore that only teenagers are on there. Actually, it's only 20% teenagers now, and the majority of people is actually exactly kind of my target group. So I'm like, okay, maybe I have to open myself.
Nowadays, teenagers are more on the TikTok. They are making very cringe videos. Every time. I'm so sorry. But I have seen most of the time, you know what, I have seen people from Asian, I think Indian people or maybe Pakistan people, they are creating wood. They don't have any proper content and something, but still they're just dancing in the music. And maybe you follow these type of things or not. But I have seen a couple of things in a very good time.
Did you say dancing?
I have seen people from India.
Yes.
They have created TikTok videos in which they are dancing on the TikTok and everything.
Yes.
So,
yes, that's what I've noticed. I've noticed that overflow to Instagram because I think people can share a video on TikTok and Instagram at the same time or something. So on Instagram, I see videos show up that actually also are published on TikTok. And I've noticed this trend of people literally just dancing and then there's some written, five ways I love cooking my food, and they're just dancing, and apparently dancing
and
videos
you know
perform
very
much.
Millions of likes.
Oh my god!
Millions of views over there.
Oh my gosh, I see so much judgment about this, but maybe I have to work on my inner way of viewing that. You know, yes,
exactly.
I'm definitely gonna work on my judgment. Never good, but yes.
we will plan something like this, that we will create a proper TikTok video for you, in which we're going to, ask my marketing team to create a proper video in which we're going to play the music or any sound, and then we're going to upload this. Most probably, we will get more likes on that video. You know what, these are the trend. I mean, TikTok are getting, what I believe after the COVID, TikTok is getting so boom on the market. I mean, every other platform, nowadays, Instagram has come up with a new app that is Thread. maybe you have gone through with this. It's known as a thread. It's a new app that is coming from the Instagram in which people are aiming to retain their account and everything, followers. But you know what? Most of the time, youth are more interested in this. So, I will mark in my notes that you are looking forward to have even for the TikTok account. So I'm going to ask my marketing person that if it's possible to create a TikTok account. For sure, we're going to do this for you. No problem with this.
You know, and maybe there's a way we can test it. And maybe, you know, maybe there's a way we can test if it's actually a good channel for this book. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that at the end of the 6 months working together, we'll have some good data and we'll be understanding which of these work better. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is how first thing you are going to get in a couple of days. Once my team is going to review the whole book, I mean the whole manuscript and everything, so they will create the marketing content calendar. So the purpose of sharing the marketing content calendar with you, once I will be receiving the marketing content calendar from my team, I'll be sharing the same with you. So what you just need to do, you have to review the marketing content calendar. Well, for sure, there must be any changes or any revision that you have to make into the marketing content. So you can let me know by the email that these are the things that you have to make changes, or you have to make some more, you have to add on any picture or something. So you, obviously we're going to consider your opinion so we can revise everything. So this is how we're going to work. Okay. First, we have to create the marketing content calendar, and then once you approve the marketing content calendar, our team will give you a call for the marketing to set up the account. For example, we're going to create your social media account, that is for the Facebook and for the Twitter, because you already have your Instagram account. So you will share me the credential for the Instagram account. We're going to use the same, and even for the LinkedIn. And for the rest of the Facebook and the Twitter, we're going to take care of this. And for sure for the TikTok too. And one more thing for the YouTube thing. So you have already shared me the, shared the invitation to me. I'm going to accept the invitation, and I will share, and I will let you know that 2% that I have to add more on this YouTube. So I will share the name and email with you so that you can directly add them too. All right?
That sounds great.
This is how we're going to work with this. And then I can see that you have mentioned another milestone, that is milestone 2. Okay, I have gone through with all of the milestones, but probably there is nothing that is confusing for me. I'm not sure you have mentioned everything in a clear way. So
I comment on that? Because yes, I wonder if we're looking at the same document right now. But
So
what I talked about with Ryan, we talked about just like 4 things that would make sense to do before we create the social media calendar. So one that's actually very important to me and that I've started working on is that I want to set up this welcome email series when people order the book through my website, that once the book is delivered, it triggers an email through Klaviyo where I welcome them on the journey and I get them excited. Mm-hmm. And I'll also give them a discount code to invite a friend on the journey with them. So this is, you know, hopefully a way to get just word of mouth free marketing.
Okay.
So that's something I would love to have in place even before we start, the social media post calendar, because anything we're going to do afterwards is going to increase sales. And once more sales come in, like right now I have maybe 1 book per day sold, something like that. Once more sales come in, I want this automated flow to be set up so we make the most out of those sales, so that maybe a third of all the people that buy a book then also invite a friend, they also buy a book. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense. So can you just share me the link of your website? Is it possible for you? If you can.
You mean the link to Klaviyo?
Yeah.
Or the link to the content that I'm working on, or maybe both?
No, I'm asking you, do you have your own proper website? I mean, or you want us to create a new website for you?
No. No, I have the website created. I absolutely share the link. Sorry if I didn't put that in the document.
Exactly. If you can share the link with me so that I can review that what exactly the website looks like. Because obviously, you know, in website, this is something that obviously the audience is taking the first step on the website to know everything.
Yes.
Exactly. So on the website, we also have to work on the website content, the posts and the blogs, what exactly mentioned over there. For example, if the website have a margin to add more things, with regards to the, for example, we can create a section for the author biography in which we're going to add your section in the top of the website, in which we're going to add some details about you, about your past work and everything, and your vision mission with regards to the book. And then we will, obviously, we have to design a proper, give a proper structure to the website. So if you can share me the link. And by the way, do you have the domain and hosting for the website? What is the name of your website?
It's Shopify. Shopify, and the website is wavesandwords.org. I send it to you. And I have all that on there about the author and everything.
That's good. That's great. If you can just share it with me, so I will have a look on this after the call. No problem.
I would. One thing that I haven't done, so I have done user testing and everything on the website, and I've gotten some good feedback. I've also have some ideas of what I could improve. But what I have not done is any form of SEO optimization. That would be the other thing that we included. One out of the four things that we wrote down to do even before the social media calendar is, one, to set up those automated emails. Second is to actually optimize the website for SEO, because SEO is such a long-term game that it kind of makes sense to do that first, and then it takes like 6 months or whatever for the SEO to work. You know, so we have that starts working on itself while we start working on the social media stuff.
That's great. I understand. If you don't mind, Gina, can you just do one favor for me? The two points you have raised. One is we have to optimize the SEO on your website. So is it possible for you to mention on the email the same thing and what exactly you're looking for, so that I will copy the same and I share with my website team person, because sometimes it's quite difficult for them to understand what exactly the client is looking for. So once you share me the email, that what exactly you are looking forward on your website, so that I can share, copy the same and share with my marketing team along with my website team, so they can have a review and they can share their feedback too. Sounds good?
Yes, absolutely. I'm writing that down. Yes, so that was one. So the automated flows was one. SEO optimization was one. And then
you can mention on your notes that after the call you can send me an email proper.
Yes, I will do that. I will do that.
Okay, and then moving forward to the video trailer and teaser created. So do you have any video trailer and teaser?
Not yet.
So obviously we're going to help you out with this.
That would be great. Okay.
And then the milestone two is the social influencer promotion completely, email blast if we like subscribe completely. Okay. So for everything is good. And if there's anything more that you want to add on, add your comment in the milestone part?
You know, I'm personally thinking about this milestone one looks like, if you're looking at the same doc, it's like, I don't know, 10 points. Yeah, so it's quite a lot, and it's really just because Ryan had that, you know, company internal thing that any first payment has to be at least $3,000, so that's why we put all these together in the first milestone.
Exactly. Virginia, I will show that. I think that what timeline for the first milestone? Okay, 7 weeks. Yeah, it's quite enough. We can have, we will handle everything in this. So, yeah, so far, so good. You don't need to worry about this thing. I totally understand the milestone that you have set. We're going to work properly on this, and I will instruct my team to first go thoroughly with your book, and then once they share their feedback with me, I will share the same with you. We will have a correspondence on the email, so I will send you a proper email, whatever the feedback and whatever the work my team is going to do with regards to your book, so that I can share with you and keep you updated with everything.
That sounds good.
And then moving forward, I can see one more thing that is, you have mentioned under milestone 3 that, upon integration, the kind should be, this is something that we will discuss in the future, after seeing some result and everything, so far so good, Okay. Even I have
yeah,
to start
maybe...
checking that if I can have to ask something so I can directly ask you right now. But, okay. Yes, okay.
Well, one question.
Yep, sure. For sure.
One question I do have is, that I was thinking about it, if it makes sense to first get the book on Amazon and Etsy, is this other channel that I believe could really work, because this book is not just a book, it's also a journal, and journals kind of go well on Etsy. So it's a channel I've been wanting to test. What I am wondering if it makes sense to first get the book on Amazon and Etsy in addition to just setting it through my website and then do all the social media stuff.
Is it on the Amazon right now? Is it on Amazon?
No.
Oh.
Right now I'm selling it through my website. Yes, that's the one platform.
So it means that you have to even publish a book on Amazon, right?
Yes, it's not published there.
Okay. Yes. So you have to publish your book on the Amazon. Okay. Yeah, we can do this in this way. I mean, the manuscript that you have shared with me is the final manuscript. I hope that there is no changes are involved in this manuscript. If this is a final product, so I can share the same with my publication department so that they can have to review this. By the way, what size of the book? Is this a standard size, 6x9, or any other size of the book? What side of the book?
Okay,
side.
Maybe just to clarify, what I do not want to do is I do not want to do Amazon drop shipping where we upload the PDF and Amazon drop ships it.
You're not going to do
me.
Any Amazon drop shipping?
No, I've done that in the past.
Okay.
Yes, I've done that in the German Amazon. I have 3 books live on German Amazon with drop shipping, and I've decided that I don't want to do that because the margin is super small. You can't control the quality. So at the moment, I've printed the books myself, and I'm literally packing them and sending them myself from my house. I mean, maybe in the future I would be open to this, but for now, what I want to do is get it on Amazon, but not via drop shipping, but so that I actually sell it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just explain you that. It is not a kind of a dropshipping, totally I understand, but you know what exactly we're going to do with this? For example, if you just allow me to, yes, work to proceed ahead with the publication of your book, so I'm going to share a proper publication form with you in which you have to fill out the form, fill it out by filling mm-hmm. the ISBN number and the other information that is something about mm-hmm. the book and the pricing, that what exactly the price you're looking for would to set on the Amazon. For example, if you have all three formats, that is paperback, hardcover and an ebook, so what exactly the price you have in your mind that you have to put on the Amazon. So these are the things that are required from your side, and you have to fill it out in the proper form. Then I can share with my publication person, and once I share with my publication person, we're going to move forward towards the publication of the book. And do you have mm-hmm. your Amazon account that you use for the shopping purpose?
Not yet. For shopping, yeah. But not a professional one.
Actually, in Amazon, if you already have an Amazon existing account, that is used, even as you can go in Amazon, then we have Amazon Kindle direct publication, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to create a new account and you already exist your account, you already have your existing account on Amazon, so it will collapse. So for that purpose, you have to share the credential for the Amazon account in case of publication in your book. So normally, let me explain mm-hmm. what exactly happened. For example, we have published a book in the past. For example, if client book is completed and he told me that now we are looking forward to publish the book, so we ask them to share their credential, or if they don't have their Amazon account or something, so we were going to create a new Amazon account. And then once we're going to create a new Amazon account, the purpose of creating a new Amazon account or taking the details of the existing account just for the royalty setup. For example, if somebody is going to purchase a book online, so the royalties will directly go in your account. For example, if me as your customer is going to purchase a book, so if I'm going to purchase a book from your Amazon account, so the royalties will go directly to you. Your account. That's mm-hmm. the reason that we have to set up everything, the bank details, the SSN number, the social security number,
yeah.
and everything. Exactly. But it's up to you. If you have prepared your mind to move forward with the publication process deal, so you can let me know and I can help you out with this.
Okay, great. That sounds great. Yeah, and I can also do lots of the work, of course. I think it's more about being guided into the right direction because I haven't done it before, you know. So if you like send me to the right place, I'm so happy to. Of course, I'm filling everything out. Yeah.
No problem. I will share you right after the call. I will do one thing just for your information. I will share you the publication form so you can have an idea. And then once you make your mind, and you can let me know whenever you make your mind that, yeah, I'm looking forward to make this book published. So I will inform my publication team to check the manuscript and check the book cover and let me know the book size. If the book size is the standard book size, that is 6x9, so we can proceed ahead with even with the publication of this book. And meanwhile, we're going to start working even on the website thing and on the marketing thing.
Okay, that sounds great. And then maybe one last question on that. Do you have someone in the team who has worked with Klaviyo and would be able to kind of, if I get stuck, help me if I get stuck setting up this automated email flow?
For sure. We have multiple person who are working on different things and projects, so I can share this query with my marketing manager. Obviously, he has around 13 to 15 person who is working under him, and he can let me know that if somebody is... You know what? Just I'm sorry cutting you off again. Do you know what you just need to do? Whatever the queries you have raised right now, okay, you can just drop me an email in the writing so that even it will be easy for both of us so that we can be on the same track, right? So that I can share with my team. Because you know what, it's already 45 minutes that we are on call and we have discussed everything in a very nice way. Sometime it'll be a human being. We might miss sharing any more thing with our team. So that's the reason. If we keep something on the email, so that it will be free enough for me and for my team, because obviously we have multiple, I have a couple of more project that I have to see in a waiting. So for sure I do this project, and I mean like consider this project on priority. And but if you just don't mind, you can just drop me an email for whatever the things you have in your mind, or you can generate a proper new email and compose new email, and then you can mention everything over there. All right.
Okay. Yes, that sounds good. I will absolutely
once your marketing is going to be done in a nice way, then we both are going to plan to visit India again.
That sounds good. Okay, wait, what? Wait, did you say we're going to India again?
Exactly. I'm saying that if your marketing is going to place in a great way, so we...
Yeah, let's go to India.
Yep, I'm going to make a plan with you, and you're going to take me to India, because I have never been to India. I'm looking forward to go with that person who has already experienced most of the city. So you are going to take me to India. Yep, exactly. So
Introduce you to that city.
Exactly. And have you visited the most famous historical place that's named the Taj Mahal something? Did you visit?
I did the Taj Mahal. No, because that's what I hear from everyone, that it's just a super touristy place. I don't like the touristy stuff. It's stressful, you know, when there's a million people there. I would rather experience real life in that country. That's what I'm more interested in.
I'm just looking forward to have to see some pictures of you from India, so that, you know, it's quite interesting place.
It is an interesting place. Hey, I have one more question, and then I'm sure, I mean, I have
sure,
to leave
you can,
at,
you,
you know.
No, you can have, I'm here to answer you all of the questions. If you take me on call for a whole day, I'm here for you. No worries.
Well, thank you. Well, I have one more question. I'm just curious, is Patrick your actual name? Because I've never met anybody from Turkey named Patrick.
Yep, basically, obviously, we have, my actual name is Safak Tamim. Safak.
Because... okay. What do you prefer to be called? Do you prefer to be called by your real name? Because I'd be very happy to learn your real name.
If you can call me with my real name, I don't mind. Or because you know what, in company, obviously we have to use the word pseudonym, and that's the reason. But if you can just call me Pat, you can call me something. I'm here for you. You don't need to worry about this.
Okay. So that's easier. That would be less weird in the emails if I call you Patrick.
You can call me Patrick, or you can call me Safak. It's up to you.
Okay. What does your team call you?
My team call me Patrick. Or they call me Pat.
Okay. Then I call you Patrick too. Okay. But just,
yes,
you know, whatever feels best. Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. Okay, so let's do this.
What you exactly have to do right after the call, you have to share some of the question that you have just recently raised, and I will inform my team to start working on this project. And hopefully within couple of days. They're going to share me their feedback. And before this, I will align a proper Zoom call meeting with you. And most probably, if I will try to have a proper Zoom video call, and we will try to plan a proper video call so that we can even see each other. And and if it is possible for me, so that I will align for all my team, the person who is going to work on this project. And if all are available so that we can do this in this way, or I will let you know through the email.
Yes, I would love a team kickoff call. So to have met the people
exactly.
who work on it, like face-to-face, you know, to have the personal connection. And then, yes, I would like that. Okay.
It was amazing and a pleasure talking to you. And hopefully we're going to break more in this project. And I'm just looking forward to excited to work on this project. And if there's anything that you have in your mind, just drop me an email and I will be answer for all of your queries.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Pat. Yes, I'm looking forward to working with you too. I think this will be fun. Yes.
Yep,
I think we'll achieve great things.
For sure.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for your
okay.
time. I'm looking forward to have words with you more. And have a great weekend.
Yes. You too. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.